Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Rated E for everyone, 10 and up.
This episode is brought to you by our patrons like Emily Scherer, who support the show on a monthly basis. Join the club and get a new patron-only podcast called Stories That Could Never Be on the Show. Sign up today at patreon.com/thatstoryshow.
This is Feth Jocksworthy, and if your name is John Steinklobber, you might be a redneck.
Hey! This is That Story Show, people.
Hallelujah!
Who was she?
Hey, who's cooking pizza?
I turned into a bat. I flew into this lady's house. I left her some guano.
Hey, podcast people, this is That Story Show, where we're telling hilarious real-life stories and inviting you to do the same. This is episode 346, brought to you the week of July 1st, 2020. I'm your host. My name is James Kennison, and my good friend is here.
Hi, I'm John Steinklobber, and I'm also here.
Glad to have you, man.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for recording a day early, because I'm gonna be missing tomorrow. Tomorrow is float trip day. Yeah.
Sounds like a vacation that you take when you're gonna go to like a soda shop. And you get a lot like a root beer float and other kinds of floats that they might make.
I get what you're saying. Yeah.
Float trip.
Yeah. That would make it more fun. But instead, I'm going to be in an inner tube going down a river very slowly. So my butt's going to be wet the whole time, basically.
And you're going to get a sunburn on one side.
Yes. That's the plan.
That sounds like fun, though.
I don't know. It's my wife's idea. There's three hours of it.
Whoa. That's a long float.
Oh, well.
Actually, you know what? That's not. That's about how long it takes us when we go down a Chattahoochee.
She wanted a six-hour trip. Oh. And I was like, no.
You have to get an extra raft for your cooler to keep all your stuff in.
Float trip. I am I'm floating. I don't even know down what river. I'm just going to be down there. I've already told my son about gars. Do you know what gars are?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're
fish with teeth.
Fish with teeth. And I wouldn't be doing my job as a father if I hadn't told him about the possibility of bumping into one of those on the fish.
But they're not really aggressive where you're at, right?
Right. But he doesn't know that. And of course, there's one called an alligator gar.
Yeah.
Alligator
gar. Mm. Now, how's he going to manage with, you know, his arm in a sling?
Well, he got his arm out of the cast yesterday.
What?
Yeah. He only had it on for 3 weeks.
Wow.
I know. It's a miracle. I don't know but why.
It is a miracle.
But he cracked it in such a way that it mended properly and he's good. He can float down the river. So,
well, can you say Honolulu?
I can.
I want to go there.
Hey, anyway, we always start with an opening story. This one's called Flushed Away. One day I was going to buy an expensive Lego set, and I put my money in my pocket, and I went to the bathroom. And I go to the bathroom, and when I finished, I flushed the toilet, and I found the money has fallen into the toilet. So I flushed it. And now I don't have the Lego set or my money. I love you guys. Keep up the show.
That is heartbreaking.
It's terrible.
Why you start the show? You're flushing your money down the toilet, but I didn't think of it literally like that. That's sad.
Yeah, and that was from Rocco. Let's jump into the weekly rewind.
Rewinding.
All right. Weekly Rewind is where we take something from the last 7 days or so and bring it to you personally. And so that's what I want to do. I found out this week that my daughter, who is 15 years old, drives a car, does all the things that 15-year-olds do. She has always apparently called laundry detergent laundry sauce.
No way.
So, yeah, when she was little, she used to make up names for things like Checklinester, you know, was the lady at the check line. And Stapes were stamps and tape mixed together. And Shrinks were shrimp and because they shrink and they're shrimp. And so Shrinks. And it's just good to know every now and then that that inner three-year-old is still there.
Laundry sauce.
Laundry sauce. Just put some more laundry sauce on there. You got dirty laundry? Yeah, just pour a big cup of laundry sauce in there.
And what if it's the powdered kind?
Laundry sauce is the only kind that she knows about, apparently.
What if she grows up later and she gets powdered kind when she's like, you know, grown up and stuff?
I don't know. I don't know what she would call it. I don't know.
Maybe she'll call it laundry sugar.
You set me up for a really good joke, and I didn't have one. I didn't have anything.
No, I'm just genuinely curious. What would you call it? Because now my brain's going, you know, you got all those other things you said, shrinks.
Laundry toppings. I don't know.
Laundry toppings. There you go. This is my underwear powder. My clothing stuff.
I don't know. But laundry sauce, that's my weekly update for today. Nice and short compared to Crime Shovel. So,
well, geez, man, I don't even know how to proceed, except I'll just go ahead and tell you what I was doing last week when you were having a fun time with your podcast that I missed.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We did miss you. Jay did a good job, though. He filled in.
Yeah, of course he does. And I'm glad that he doesn't do an extremely good job and that he already has his own, you know, other podcasts, because then you would, you know, have to send me off to the podcast retirees committee or something.
We would do that with very quickly. It would that's never happen.
Okay, then. But still, I good job, by the way, on last week. That's awesome. But last week I went to not the birthplace of my wife, because she was actually born in Minneapolis, but the place where she grew up from age 6 and beyond. And that is a little town called Princeton, West Virginia. And as you can assume with West Virginia, there are plenty of rednecks up there.
Oh, yeah?
A lot of, yeah. You know, they're the mountain kind of rednecks. You know, down here in the South, we got the Southern rednecks.
Right.
A little bit different, but the mountain rednecks, I guess technically they're called hillbillies.
I was gonna ask about that, if that's what it was.
But you know, we have hillbillies in Tennessee and Kentucky, but the West Virginia version of a redneck is not much different than the Georgia version. And after being there in a culture that's surrounded with them and whatnot, I may not actually be the redneck that I thought I was.
Really? So
yeah.
They outdid you, huh?
They did. You know, for one, going to the Walmart up there, I did notice that you know, I dressed a little bit more
preppy.
A little bit more preppy than they did. Maybe not even preppy. I just actually had clothes on, and, you know, ones of West Virginia. I had most of my chompers in place.
Oh, okay.
You know, that's there. And I didn't stand around and stare at people like some of them did. It just, I don't know. It just,
were they looking at you? Were they staring at you?
Maybe because I didn't belong or something. I don't know, but
you're so nice. It's hard to read through the lines here and try to figure out what exactly they're doing. And so they were giving you the eye, huh?
They, I think so. And there, it's not like there weren't interesting things to look at, because as we were leaving the Walmart, there was a car fire.
Oh, wow.
And it did. I mean, it was like normal to them because nobody was crowding around it. I mean, there was a couple dudes standing on top of their trucks trying to get a good look at it, but it didn't hold up traffic or anything like that. It's like, hey, we got a car fire out there in the parking lot. I don't know. Maybe I'm not really redneck. And I drove by every single firework stand in the state and I didn't buy a thing.
Oh, so like that's definitely taking a few points off. Well, I would say it's like this. I would say, you know, you're on the spectrum.
I'm on the spectrum. Okay.
Yeah. Like you're not totally rednecked out, you know, but you're on the spectrum somewhere. So,
okay. I can live with that.
Yeah,
I can. I mean, I don't have anything against them, obviously. They're quite ingenuitive.
I mean, because, you know, on one end, you've got rednecks that are just normal people. They just like country music and they drive a big truck, you know? And then on the other end, way over there, you got Mr. Confederate flag, you know, Trump 2099, you know, all this guy on the other side. So somewhere in there, you're on that spectrum. I would say you're closer to, I just happen to live in the country and enjoy a good ride in a truck.
Yeah. Or maybe it's one of those while in Rome act as the Romans type, thing.
Cause you're way too much of a tech guy. You know, you know, computers and all that fancy stuff. You know how to stream church services and you're way too intelligent to be too far to one side on there. So
let's see.
But you do have a toilet in your front yard. So that definitely puts you firmly on the spectrum.
I think, as you said last time, maybe that puts me more in the white trash zone.
Well, it's a three-pronged spectrum then. Yeah, I forgot about the white trash side of things.
Yeah, it's in the side yard now, though, so I suppose that's maybe a little better.
Oh, good. Good deal.
Behind the rose bushes.
I'm proud of you.
It's still there, though.
All right. I wanted to take a second and thank some of our patrons real quick by naming our patrons, our top 10 patrons. Basically, there's a way for me to organize them when I'm looking at all of them. And there's 60 patrons. We love every one of them, and we appreciate the support that they give the show. But I can sort them by how much they've given in total. And it's only current through April of a couple of years ago, or about 15 months ago. So our top 10 givers in that amount of time have been number one, my wife, Jennifer, who supports the show, which is awesome.
That is awesome.
Number two is James Spangler. So thank you.
Yeah.
Number three is Eric Kube. Four, Janu Strispec. Five, Carrie Wright. Six, Zane Estrada. Seven, Dave O'Keefe. Eight, Carrie Bernhardt. Nine, Robert Howe. And 10, Nate St. Clair.
Well, well, well.
So we thank all of our patrons, of course, but absolutely. I just figured we would feature our top 10 givers.
And you know what? Now the 100,000 million people who listen to our show, now they know who the top 10, at least, that they can thank. And thank their prayers. And
add them to your prayer list. We should start a prayer list just for patrons. We will pray for you, but not everyone. Sorry about your dog, but we're praying for Nate St. Clair this week because he has a boo-boo on his arm. So
yeah, and Robert Howe.
Yeah. Well, we got some iTunes reviews as well, brought to us by mypodcastreviews.com, where you could get reviews from your podcast for free. You ought to check it out. Best podcast ever, says DV Girl from the United States. This show made me turn into a bat and fly away. It'll do that. CC says, great show. Hey, James and John, I started listening to this podcast a couple days ago, and I love it. It's hard to find clean comedy, and this show is amazing.
Well, keep listening. You might change your mind.
Red Room Clown 73 says, these guys are amazing. I hope to meet these amazing people someday. I guess you could say I'm kind of a stalker, but not really. I just love them so much. Yeah, a little stalkery. I wish Narthex Con wasn't canceled. That was going to be my early birthday present for my whole family. Yeah.
Sorry.
And then, I don't know. This is GDHSHD. Says, absolutely love this podcast. I recently started listening, and this is one of my absolute favorites. And then DSAB123 says, y'all are amazing. And I love listening to y'all when I'm sad or bored. Y'all are really funny, and I'm happy I found y'all. Thanks for lifting me up when I'm sad. Don't stop. You're amazing. So,
wow.
Way to pump us up there. I feel good.
I feel like I got to, you know, really perform today. Do an excellent job.
Well, let's do it. Let's do what we came to do and bring them some stories right now.
Yeah.
All right. This one's called Glassy Eyed Gal, and it comes to us from Anitra Kitfield from Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Well, I know where that's not too far from where I was.
Really? Really?
I don't remember. I
don't know. Hey, James and John, we started listening to that story show about a year ago, and y'all are practically family now. We really bonded over the cockroaches episode. Well, good. I'm glad.
There's one thing you can bond over.
It's cockroaches. It's little tiny nasty insects. Anyway, I noticed you kind of like bathroom jokes. Sometimes. Depends on, you know, which one it is. So
whose bathroom it is, yeah.
Yeah. So I have a story that takes place in the bathroom. A few years ago, my family and I drove down to Richmond, Virginia for a Monster Jam show. So somebody else is on the spectrum here.
Yes.
We don't frequent the area often and had a hard time finding parking and wound up in a fancy hotel parking garage. We gathered ourselves to start the long walk to the stadium and stopped by the hotel lobby for the customary small children in tow bathroom break. I took the baby to the ladies' room for a diaper change while the rest of us, while the rest of the family were done and waiting in the lobby. You need to know the setup first. This particular bathroom had a changing station mounted to the wall next to the sinks and the mirror, so that's where I was standing. I could look in the mirror and see the stall doors behind me. The doors were fancy schmancy bathroom doors. They were the kind of with wooden louvered doors, and it's the kind you would see on a pantry or a laundry room.
Right.
And they went all the way to the floor. They actually had lever-style doorknobs. So there I was changing the baby when I heard a loud banging noise coming from behind. I looked up into the mirror, stunned, and I saw the other ladies were washing their hands, looking confused as well. Bang! Again, we all looked around. Bang! Bang! Crack! The sound is coming from one of the stalls. I leaned over to cover the baby and get ready to pick her up and bolt if I needed to, as wood splinters actually start flying from the door. And a leather woman's high-heeled boot comes through. It gets stuck a little. It pulls back for a few more splintering kicks. And then a blue jean-clad thigh tries to squeeze through the hole. It stops and retreats back in awkwardly. A hand comes out, grabs the door lever from the outside, and tries to push the door open, struggles, and fails. A woman then climbs through the hole and saunters out of the bathroom, noticeably glassy-eyed, but her pride seemingly intact. The battle with the door was won. We other women in the bathroom, having just witnessed what too many drinks could do to a person's problem-solving skills, all looked around in shock at each other, as if to say, you saw that too, right? And then a scared woman in the stall next to the now damaged one opened her door inward and peeked out to see what had happened. We all laughed and finished up and left the story better than any. We left with a story better than anything at Monster Jam. Keep up the good work and the hilarious stories. Anitra Kitfield from Fredericksburg, Virginia. So there you go. Don't drink and pee, guys or ladies.
Yeah. And I think my takeaway from that one was the high heeled, gal was trying to open the door in the wrong direction.
Yeah. Yeah. And she figured there was only one way she had to escape, and that was to go through it.
Wow.
Man. Go right through it. I figured that was someone else on the spectrum, John.
Well, that's a different spectrum, I think. I don't think that's something that
they were there they were there for Monster Jam. That, you know,
okay.
She just had a head start. That's all it was.
What exactly is Monster Jam? Is that like a
trucks
monster truck? Okay. Yeah. All right.
I've been to one of those. Have you ever been?
Yeah.
Mine was kind of a letdown, to be honest. I went to this thing and Gravedigger was there.
Gravedigger's always there.
Oh yeah.
No matter where, Gravedigger's like the truck that is always there.
There must be about 15 of them then, but
probably
Gravedigger was there and they did a bunch of stuff, but it was more like a race. Like they had to do certain loops around the track and all this kind of stuff. And it wasn't crushing cars and there wasn't explosions and big wheeled trucks flipping over and stuff like that. It was just kind of like, I don't know, a boring sports arena
event with a big truck. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so like the first one I ever went to was actually in Florida and it was a tractor pull as well as the monster trucks. And so like they, you know, it was competition type things. And then they brought the monster trucks out at the end to, you know, smash cars. But the one that I went to up here in Atlanta, it was like what you're saying. It seems like they kind of changed the format and it was just kind of a race around the track and
blah,
real cool. I don't even think they were keeping score because like nobody came out at the end and was, you know, a winner per se.
Yeah, I wanted to see action, like in the commercials. You know, they're like, come on down to Sunday. It's going to be
Sunday.
We're going to rip each other apart and stuff's going to happen. You know, it's just, it didn't live up to the hype. That's for sure.
Yeah, sure. It doesn't.
I ended up leaving and going sitting in the car because
you didn't get trapped in a bathroom stall and kick your way out?
No, I didn't. But man, I'll tell you, I've learned an important lesson today. That if I'm ever trapped in there and I just can't get out, I'm going to try the other direction.
Just
first.
Kick through that door. Yeah, that's always helpful.
How drunk do you have to be that that's the first thing that comes to mind?
I'm going to kick through this liver door with my high heels.
They ain't going to keep me in here. And how strong was this woman, too? I mean, no offense, but you got to be pretty thick to be able to beat down a bathroom door. I mean, imagine your average woman trapped into a closet or a pantry and then kicking their way out. That would take some tenacity is all I'm saying.
Well, it'd take that and a good pair of shoes.
Yeah. Yeah. Good pair of high heel boots. So
high heel boots.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Well, I got a story for you.
All right.
Comes to us from P. Jenks.
All right.
P. Jenks. Jinx?
Yeah, that's what he gave us.
Okay, well, this is called the wheelbarrow wound. Wheelbarrow. That's one of those words that when you say it, it feels weird coming
especially
out.
Especially the second half. Just say barrow. Barrow, yeah. Because it's a wheel. It's a barrow with a wheel.
Wheelbarrow. And I don't even have a barrow without a wheel. Yeah. So I don't know what a plain barrow looks like, but
yeah, apparently it's just a scooper. It's a scooper without a useless thing. The guy had one, and he's like, I got this bowl with these two handles on it. It's called a barrow. Somebody said, you ought to put a wheel on that thing.
Yes, I say barrow sounds like an English word, doesn't it? Go down to the barrow, put a wheel on it. Well, in here, in my part of the country, we call it a wheelbarrow. Oh. So, wheelbarrow. I got one in my garage.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Well, here goes. Hey, James and John. It's your friendly neighborhood crush killer, except this time it's not a crush being killed. A poor little boy's heart, nay, his soul, mostly his knee, was soon to be destroyed. I was in middle school, and my mom had a job for me. We had an old hanging swing on our back porch, and it was to be replaced soon. Behind our house is the woods. So my mom, clearly trying to get me out of her business for the day, said, throw it over the fence. I was definitely not capable of doing that at the time, so I got another brilliant idea. I'd get my dad's hammer and break it into pieces, load it into a wheelbarrow, and then toss it over.
Good job.
I also knew this lady down the street who used to like to kick doors in, so I asked her.
She made quick work of it.
She made quick work, and that's the end of the story.
Let me go put on my high heel boots, honey. I'll be right there. Let me also get about 3 sheets into the wind. I'll be right over.
Got to get something to drink before I head on over.
Yeah, I'll come kick your swing apart. That's no big deal at all, baby. Yeah,
swing kicker. Well, no, he didn't put that in there. Anyways, but his idea was genius. Just break it up, smaller pieces, and then throw it over the
fence. How do you eat an elephant? You know, you one bite
salt
at a time.
And pepper. So, oh, right. Gotcha.
Yeah.
One bite at a time.
That's right.
And a strong gag reflex, I guess. I don't know. Anyways, I did this maybe 3 times, down and back or so. And then I realized it was starting to get dark. And I needed to get done soon because I wanted to go eat supper. Little did I know, my haste would cost a trip to the ER.
Ugh.
Bum, bum, bum.
No joke.
In an attempt to speed things up, I grabbed the handles of the wheelbarrow with my palms facing up or upside down. I don't know what that means, actually.
Well, you usually grab it and your thumbs are in the middle. Right. No. Hold it out in front of you. Hold your hands out in front of you. Grab a wheelbarrow. Your hand, it's palm over the top.
Oh, yeah, they're on the sides. Yeah.
He can grab it from up underneath where your fingers are closer to each other and your thumbs are on the outside. So he's doing it the wrong way.
Gotcha. That good explanation there, because I was trying to imagine that. And that you're brilliant, James, brilliant. I grabbed the handles of the wheelbarrow with my palms facing up or upside down, and it was go time. I sprinted to the back of the yard and chunked some wood over. I grabbed the wheelbarrow again the same way and took off towards the swing. Everything went wrong. Then time slowed down. Usually it does happen in that order, doesn't it?
It does.
You know the little thin piece of metal that crosses the wheel in the front of a wheelbarrow?
Yeah, they don't have a cushion on that, do they?
No.
No.
I think it's there to keep the handles from torsioning and twisting and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this old piece of doo-doo had gotten stuck in the ground, causing the wheelbarrow to make an abrupt stop. Well, you know the law of inertia, right? Yeah. Just in case you forgot, objects in motion tend to stay in motion. I was an object, and boy, was I in motion. I flew. I flew, for Pete's sake! I was sent hurtling over the old barrow. I would love to think I turned into Superman for a moment, but I know that's not true because I abruptly face planted. I got up and looked over myself to make sure everything was still attached, and everything was, except there was one problem. Blood was pouring from my knee.
Yuck.
That's gross. Pouring from your knee. That's, could we just say just a little bit there? Because pouring sounds gross. Apparently, I had cut myself on the bar supporting the two wheels.
Well, at least it wasn't his shin. I have a thing about shins hitting things like that.
Yeah.
And because there's just so little padding between your skin and your shin.
No padding. Just your skin and your shin.
Yeah. It's bad.
And bone. So. I, that's, It's a good thing that that bone's so thick because I've got like dents in mine from running into stuff.
Oh.
Anyway, it was on his knee and he had to go to urgent care. Got a bunch of staples and lived to tell the tale. He also says, you guys are great. P-Jinx
also sent a photo of the scar.
Oh, no.
I was like, I don't want to see this. I don't want to see
it. It was scarred up by then, right? It wasn't like the bloody
Right. Roof. It just looked like a hairy leg with, you know, with a scar on it. And I was like, I don't want to see this. You know?
Well, if you don't have a scar, at least one scar on your knee somewhere, you probably didn't have a childhood.
That's true. I kneeled one time near a bonfire. I kneeled down to pick something up on one knee, and my one knee went right onto a hot coal, and it burned right through my pants and embedded itself in just underneath my kneecap, and it hurt. And now you have a nice little scar there, that little recess underneath your kneecap, you know, it was just perfectly placed right there. I had to go over and flick it out with my thumb to get it to let go. Man. It was bad.
Cauterized itself. Yeah. Yeah. You got some scars from fire, huh?
Yeah. It's terrible. This one comes to us from Gwen. It is a voicemail and it's called Proposal Panic. I hope you enjoy it.
Hi, James and John. I have a story about my mom and dad. They went to Belize so that my dad could propose.
I don't believe
you. And they were on a boat to go see, I forgot what the guy was called. I think it was like Kenneth Rogers or like Kenny Rogers or something like that.
Okay, I just want to admit right now, that is the only reason why this made it onto the show.
Kenneth Rogers?
I think it was Kenneth Rogers something. I don't know.
They were on a boat to see. Okay, I was thinking like some kind of like whale watching. Or,
no, they're going to see Kenny Rogers in Belize.
Wow.
And from now on, I will never call him Kenny ever again. His name is Kenneth Rogers now.
Kenneth Rogers. That sounds so professional. That's the classical version of Kenny Rogers.
It's Kenneth. I play a different style of music. Opera. You're thinking of Kenny Rogers, my twin brother who plays country music.
Yes.
Anyway,
Lord rest
his soul. Let's listen to the rest of it, though.
And they were going over to a different island on a boat. And they were on a big boat where the hull, I think it's the hull. Anyway, the front of the boat kind of comes up. And so while they were driving along, they felt a thump, and
oh no,
it was a boat from a fisherman had a smaller boat, and they just ran right over the boat.
Didn't even
Luckily, see him. The fisherman decided to jump off of the boat for his life. And when they looked back to see what the heck happened, he was giving them the international sign of, I'm not happy. So, yeah, that's my dad and mom's story about when they ran over or almost ran over a fisherman in Belize. Thanks, guys, for the wonderful podcast.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
All right, so they're going to see Kenneth Rogers, and dadgummit if they don't run over a fisherman. And fisherman gives the international sign of not being happy.
I don't know what that is.
John doesn't know what that is, of course.
I mean, I know what the international sign for your number one is, but I don't know. I mean, if I had just abandoned a boat that just got ran over by a bigger boat, I don't think I'd be waving any signs, I'd be, hello, help me.
Sorry, we can't stop. We've got to go see Kenneth.
No,
in Belize.
Oh man, Kenneth Rogers.
It's great.
Kenneth. So I guess the proposal worked then,
I assume they made it past this point. Yeah. And do you go back for a fisherman that you run over? I would say no. I would not go back. I would just have to keep on putting away to my destination. I know you probably wouldn't do the same thing, but I would leave. I would be so mortified that I had done such a thing. There would be no way I could go back and get cussed out in whatever language they speak in Belize. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe they were making out and weren't paying attention where they were going. So excited to see Kenneth.
Wow.
You know, I don't know. I don't know how you run over somebody, but it can happen. Dude. All right. Tebow, the shooter from San Luis Obispo, California, sent us in something that I think John will like. It's called Fart Facts. Hello, James and John. Before I get into the stuff that is designed to make John laugh, I would like to say that I love your show. My name is Tebow, pronounced Tebow, and I have been listening for 4 years. Now, here are a lot of different ways to say fart, all in the context of who. So, who cut the cheese? Who sneaked a one-cheek squeak? Who popped a fluffy? Who pinched a stank monkey? Who blew the brown bugle? Never heard that one before. Who let the beans out?
Let the beans out.
Who tooted their trouser trumpet?
I like that one. Trouser trumpet. Sounds like something an Irish guy would say. Who's got the trouser trumpets blowing?
Who's got gravy pants?
No.
Oh, that's the dark side. It's the dark side. Who's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs? I never heard that one before. Who's airbrushed their boxers? That one's kind of nasty.
That's gross too, because that implies a certain staining effect.
Yeah. It was just a highly compressed oxygen, you know, air was forcing out a liquid to paint with. Who sneezed out the wrong end? Never heard that one before.
Again, that's kind of ouch.
Who shredded the cheese? I've heard that. Who fixed the shoe? I never heard that one. I don't know.
That must be a silent but deadly one, I guess, huh?
Yeah, it smells like leather in here. I don't know. For some reason.
Who fixed the shoe? My boys have one to add. Who burned the swamp?
Oh, sounds
good. They came up with that a while. Johnny actually came up with that one when he was a little kid.
Hope this one gets on the show. If it does, I bet John is cracking up. Well, yeah, he's laughing so much. So please give these guys, or don't give these guys bad reviews. I don't want James to get depressed and quit the show again. Oh
man.
Oh, dang. Oh. Too soon, man.
Ouch. It wasn't a quit. It was a needed, it was a respite.
It was due to depression. He's not wrong. But leave me alone. Leave me alone about it. It's terrible. like I wanted to quit. I didn't want to quit. So anyway,
just wanted to toot your trouser trumpet.
Ugh, I hate farting. Just I put that on there just for you. It's all for you now. Because now we're gonna get 25 fart stories this week, guaranteed.
So. Yeah, of all the euphemisms for farting that we. That we missed.
Yes.
Or that Tebow missed, because Tebow came up with this list. So.
Yeah.
I got one here from Igor. Oh, man. I'm going to mess this up. Sorry. Rougier.
Wow. That's better than I would have done.
Igor Rougier. Well, it comes from Gain France.
Okay.
So, hey, one of our listeners, international listeners, sent us a story. And it's in French, so I can't read it. So it's really just kidding. He wrote it to us in English. It's awesome.
Yay!
Yeah. Hey, James and John, my name is Igor, and I have a very gross story to tell you. I can see why you let me read this one. One day, I was out watering the plants, and I was barefoot. I was going back inside when I stepped on something squishy.
Nasty.
At first, I thought I stepped in dog poop barefoot, but then I realized I don't have a dog.
He just suddenly realized it.
Yeah, it's like, I stepped in dog poop.
Wait a minute. I don't have the dog.
And I have a very bad French accent. I don't have the dog. When I looked down, I saw this weird ball. So I lifted my foot up and I saw a dead bird.
A dead bird, people. It's a dead bird. He stepped on a dead bird. A dead one. A dead one that was squishy. A dead freaking squishy, nasty freaking bird.
I would rather than dog poop. But no, it was a dead bird. My toe was starting to poke a hole through it, and soon blood flew out, everyone. That's gross.
It's very gross. Very wrong.
I then washed my foot for 2 hours straight. I learned my lesson. Always wear shoes when you go outside.
There you go. Even in France, it's a good idea to.
Yes. It's international wisdom right there.
Yeah.
Igor says, I love that story show and Red School Bus. Peace. And in parentheses, he says, dogs are dumb.
That's right. That's from Red School Bus. We over at Red School Bus believe that dogs are dumb. So,
well, you can say that because you got two of them.
Yeah. So, dogs Igor, how was that again? Pronounced his last name?
I think it's Rogier.
Rogier.
Rogier?
That's cool.
That is cool.
Well, thanks for sending us something all the way from France. I wonder what the international symbol of don't step on a dead bird would look like. I don't know.
Does that use hand motions or is that just a look on your face?
Because it's called a bird, you know, so, you know, how you put up your middle finger, but then the two bent fingers on each side kind of squiggle back and forth like a dead bird kicking. You know, so this is that becomes the symbol of don't step on a dead bird.
Don't step on it.
Anyway, I don't know. Trevor from Missouri sends us a story called A Gentle Whisper. And this one is my favorite story of the whole show. He and I met up, actually, on June 20th at a hamburger restaurant here in town called High Point. And he told me this, and I said, dude, you have got to send that in. And so this is his email. Hey, that story show people. He says, James, it was great meeting you and your wife in St. Louis for NarthexCon 2020. I'm hoping to get to meet you someday soon, too. Now, don't freak out. NarthexCon did not occur. But he met me on the day NarthexCon would have been. So I told him he was the only attender and NarthexCon just happened to be at High Point Burger. So anyway,
that's awesome.
Yeah. So, he says, James and Jen are awesome people and we had a great time sharing life stories and hanging out. And we did. Now, for those of you that think that James over exaggerates to gross things, let me set the record straight right here. James grossing out is the real deal. 'Cause I told him and his wife a really gross story, too gross for this podcast. And I watched as his whole body tensed up and started shaking. He's not lying. He told a story and it was so messed up. And I don't even want to talk about it now because it's making me all gucci on the inside. So, but it had something to do with his wife cutting her leg wide open. And
come on,
laid it open with a razor, man. Yeah. So
why'd you have to tell me that? I wasn't there.
it was in my head. It came out my mouth. I'm sorry. So on another note, because of some order confusion, Jen touched the wrapper of my sandwich. Yeah. He says, my only regret is that I didn't sell it on that story show black market for $5. Yeah.
Oh man.
He was impressed when Jen touched his food on accident. So, now James asked me to send in a story. So here it is. Back when I was in high school, I was saying goodbye to my youth pastor's wife. We were pretty close since I was dating her daughter, so it was a big hug. The embrace was warm, and I was very relaxed. So relaxed that as her hand patted on my back, a small bubble rose in my throat and rolled off my tongue as a soft burp that I whispered softly into her ear. So terrible. That would be so terrible. just a little in your ear.
So, right in your ears. Like this.
she immediately took offense at the fact that she had successfully burped a teenage dude and pushed me away, and I don't blame her.
It's her fault. She was patting him on the back.
It was too comfortable. He was too at ease. It just happened. Thanks for the amazing show and the great time in St. Louis, Trevor from Missouri. Yeah, he told me that, and I about fell out of my chair. Because I would die. I would just shrivel up and die if I accidentally burped in some lady's ear. That would, it's like running over the dude with the boat. I would just have to keep going. I would just turn around and leave, and I would never look back, and I would quit dating her daughter, and I would never see her again, ever. Move to another
country.
New youth pastor, new church, the whole thing. Secret identity all the way. I burped in your ear. There's no coming back from that. So
anyway. That's like accidentally walking in on somebody in the bathroom.
Ugh.
Ugh. You know, it's their fault they didn't lock the door, but now you have to move to a different country. Just the way it is.
Oh gosh. Thanks, Trevor, for sending that in, man.
Thanks, Trevor. Sorry I missed missed out on meeting you.
Yeah, it sucks that we didn't get to do NarthexCon. There were some great folks coming. And so what I did is I took all the stickers that I had, and I haven't sent you any yet, but I sent them out to all the people that pre-registered for the event. Cause I was like, dadgummit, you know, I've got these stickers. And so, and it was somebody put it on Facebook, and they're like, now, you know, I'm sad I didn't go to NarthexCon, but all I was going for was a sticker anyway. So, yay.
Yeah, maybe we could still kind of do something for everybody who registered. We could do a special Zoom with them or something. I don't know.
Probably not.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Probably not.
Probably
not.
Definitely. You got your sticker. That's all you wanted anyway.
Yeah.
This one comes to us from someone named Virginia, but probably not from Virginia.
Probably not.
This is a roundabout rescue. Hi, my name is Virginia. That's my mom's name too, by the way, just FYI.
Really?
Yep.
How did That's I not her, know that?
Well, because she goes by Kathy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but her first name is actually Virginia.
Well, there you
I've
go.
I've never called her that, but I always called her mom.
Yeah.
Anyways, Virginia tells us that I have been listening to your podcast for about 2 years. Well, thank you. Anyway, I have a story for you. It's about time. The summer after sixth grade, I went to a sleepaway camp. In this camp, we would drive around to different campsites, sleep in tents, and then hike during the day. That sounds awesome, actually. Because there were only 15 of us in our group, we didn't need a bus. So we drove around in a white van. I can imagine the van that it is, you know, those
oh yeah, church van, dude. Vans.
Yep.
15-passenger van.
15-passenger church van. Well, one day we stopped at a grocery store. We dropped off two of the counselors, and the other counselor was just going to keep driving all the kids around until the other counselors were done shopping. Our counselor drove us around the roundabout a couple times for fun, but he didn't stop there.
Ah.
We must have gone around that circle at least 75 times. We were all laughing at the looks on people's faces as we went round and round and round. And some people even stopped to stare for a couple minutes. Eventually, though, we stopped and pulled into the parking lot to wait. After a couple minutes, a police officer pulled up beside us. All of the kids were freaking out because we thought our counselor was going to get arrested.
Uh-oh.
It turned out that some Karen lady... Some lady had called the police on us because she thought that our counselor had kidnapped us in his white van and was torturing us on a roundabout.
Of course. Yeah, that's what you do. That's what kidnappers are all about that. Yeah.
She thought instead of us waving and yelling to each other happily, we were waving and screaming for help.
Well, I'm glad she was there.
Yeah. Thanks, lady. Our counselor cleared everything up with the police officer. And later he said that having this story was worth having this on his permanent record. Just a little FYI, Virginia, it probably didn't go on his record unless he got a ticket. He was a little nervous to tell his boss, but when he told her, she just laughed. I hope you find this funny. Keep up the great podcast. It has made many dull days better. Well, thanks, Virginia.
Thank you, Virginia. You know, In Kansas City, when I first moved there, David Godbout took me for a ride to Independence Center. And there is a very well-known intersection, and it makes a complete cloverleaf where you can loop around, drive straight, loop around, drive straight, loop around, drive straight, loop around, drive straight. So it has four corners to it, four loops. And you can get off and on the same two highways over and over and over. First going north on one way, then going, you know, east on it, and then west. Anyway, you get the point.
Yeah.
But the thing is, he took me on this cloverleaf, and I was talking to him, and I wasn't paying attention. And we must have gone around that thing like four times before I was like, hey, what the heck is going on?
Where are we? Why are we here?
I'm starting to get dizzy, and I didn't know why. And we just kept turning. It just seemed like it was just turning. And he just laughs and laughs, and he's like, now you know what to do whenever you bring somebody out here that's new to Kansas City. And I'm going to tell you what, I enjoyed the heck out of that. I took people on the cloverleaf. I would take my wife. She was the one that loved it the most. Because I would run it, and she knew what I was doing, and I would still do it. she'd get so mad.
I don't know how many people do that. That's probably all the traffic on there is because of people doing that.
It was rough. It was funny, though. Anyway, that is the show for today. Do you have a funny life story? Send your stories, email or audio, to thatstoryshow@gmail.com. If we used your story, we owe you a sticker. Email us your address. ThatStoryShow.com is the website. Review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to us. And thanks to our patrons for your support, with special thanks to our producers, James Spangler, Jennifer Kennison, Eric Kube, Dave O'Keefe, Janu Striesbeck, and Carrie Wright. Join the club and get more from your favorite podcast today at patreon.com/ThatStoryShow. We appreciate your support, guys, and it helps. So think about it. Think about doing that this week. And remember, when something weird, annoying, embarrassing, or painful happens to you, don't get stressed, don't get depressed. Just think, hey, I could gross James out with this story. It belongs on That Story Show. So we'll see you guys next week. Peace out, peeps.
Out.
Thanks, John.
Hey, thanks, James. It's always a pleasure.
All right. Just think about me when I'm on my float trip.
Mmm. Sipping on that root beer float. Mmm.
That would be if it was cloudy with a chance of meatballs. That's what a float trip would be.
That would be awesome.
That would be
a root beer river on top of an ice cream bowl.
That'd yep, with everybody's feet in it, and it would be just all you need is a straw.
I wouldn't eat that.
Just one. Their butt and their feet in the water. So gross. Okay. It's not gonna work for me.
I don't want one anymore.